little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
We've finished the Spectrum prompt. I just want to say two things, and you've helpfully reminded me about the thing that's on hold.
Exactly.
The same. No, that's it. That's good. The final point just to make about all this is that it is much easier to sort of go that way than the other way. Yes? So if you're not quite sure, if things are a bit uncertain, you know, starting off high up the prompt, I mean, if you really, you know, silence is not a bad thing because you can monitor the silence. And so this is the specific thing in the CSA. If you attempt a silence in the CSA and it's obviously not working, you can now that you've got this as a conscious toolkit, instead of just blurting something out, during that silence, you can be thinking, will this actor speak? If the answer is no, you can actually decide in a very conscious way. You can use this as an active management tool. I would say perhaps as an established GP, maybe once or twice a week, there was such a silence where you're thinking, I'm going to have to go next. And having some structure in your mind allows you, instead of just blurting the first thing out, you know, you can make a deliberate response. There is actually a version of this on page 11 of the book I've given you. And let me tell you what we have come up with here. That is, there are some things that we've got on here that are slightly beyond page 11. Page 11 doesn't have MCQs, and it doesn't have as much, I don't think it's got as much description of the different types of summary. Is that correct? Mm. Otherwise, I think pretty much everything else probably is there on page 11, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Keith, yeah.
Perfect, okay. Well, that probably, if you can just signpost a little bit more, just for the sake of the listening audience, a little bit about the booklet that you've got, if you wouldn't mind just saying a little bit more about that.
Okay, yeah.
That would be great.
Well, what I've given you, this is the course workbook for a one-day kind of prescribed training that EPI runs on consultation effectiveness. So we'll typically have audiences up to about the mid-20s, and we obviously can't collect the learner's agenda with that sort of thing, so people know what they're coming to, but actually this exercise is taken from this, so you're welcome. I mean, you know, the workbook's got other things that we won't have time to cover today.
Great, okay.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.